Our next storyteller, who I want to say again, so this whole concept, right, is that someone has thrown their name in. They have not practiced their story unless they're kind of creepy. And they're like, I can't wait until I go to the stoop and I've got this story down pat. They are just totally just raw and spontaneous in front of you. So I want everyone to channel the alcohol that's in your system. If you don't have alcohol in your system, well done. That sounded really inappropriate. It's great. It's great that you're here tonight sober. Okay, sorry. Our next storyteller, who's just going to be authentic for you and unrehearsed, hopefully, is John Bolton.
No. Yeah, this is honestly, this is really unrehearsed. This is my first time here. And I didn't know what it was. I'm not kidding. So, okay, 1997. I'm in the third year of my sort of aimless career in West Virginia University. I had tried to follow my four brothers in my father's footsteps, started in engineering. That didn't last very long. I was living directly across the street from a bar called Dr. John's. And if anyone's been to Sunnyside. So anyway, so in third year, I had no idea what I was going to do. I had chosen engineering. Then I went to medicine. That didn't work. I went to medical technology. That didn't work. Journalism and then advertising. And then nothing worked. And my dad's like, you got to do something, man. You got to decide. So I was walking through the hall one day, and I saw a poster that said, Geology 331, study the Grand Canyon. You get to hike the Grand Canyon. You get 3 credits for it. So I was like, sign me up for that shit. So I did. It was great. So I went to the Grand Canyon. What you do, you study, you learn all about the rocks, you learn about the Grand Canyon, you go to Arizona. And then when you hike the Grand Canyon, whenever you get to that layer, you say, oh, this is welcome to the, mine was the Hermit Shale layer. Welcome to the Hermit Shale layer. This is, you tell all about it. And that's it. And then you get 3 credits, you come back home, and you do it. So I turned 21 when we were out there. It was great. So usually, on a birthday, especially if you're 21, I would be probably in Dr. John's, probably several beers in and some smoky bar. Instead, I was in the Grand Canyon, on the rim of the Grand Canyon, because we were going to hike the next day. And I was happy to be there. And so it was a very different experience, you know. So instead of being like, let's get shit-faced, it was like, I have a direction. This is where I'm going to go. So from that, from this aimless, wandering career, I was like, I'm going to be a geologist. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm a geologist. And, yeah, thank you very much. So that's it. Thanks.
That was awesome. All right, Matt Mitchell, get your butt up here. Where are you? This is his first time to the stoop. I chatted with him at the table, so please give him some extra love, all right?
Thank you. Yeah, I met Laura, and then I said, this is just luck of the draw, right? Like, if I put this in, maybe I'll get called. And she said, you probably will on open mic. So we have a theme of out west going here, and my story will continue that. And it's a story about my dad, so it's important kind of to know a little bit about him. He's a great guy, probably the best guy I know. And he has lived a very respectable life, but not a life that you'd probably call adventurous. So he values like security and comfort, and I think he would project a lot of his anxiety on us. Like, when I told him I was going to run track in high school, he was like, I mean, are you fast? Like, have you ever been fast? And I was like, I could be fast. Like, we have to try it out. We have to see. So, and he said, okay, you know, do it. And, you know, he came to every meet, and he supported me, and I was pretty fast. So it was a good experience. And then you know, then I went off to college, and he cried all the way home from Lynchburg, Virginia, back to here. And about midway through college, I knew that my plan was to go to L.A. after college. And I was doing research, communicating this plan to everybody, very excited about it. Didn't really think how much it would affect my dad, but, you know, in retrospect, now that I'm older and I'm thinking back, it probably did. He was probably pretty anxious about it. And to his credit, he never really allowed himself to project that anxiety at that point in time. And instead, he decided that he was going to fly with me to L.A., a place he had never been, my spring break of senior year. So this is a 22 story, not a 21 story. But we got on the plane, and we flew to L.A., and his plan was he was going to, you know, rent us a hotel room, and he was going to drive around with me to the areas that I had researched that seemed safe. And check out the city. And my dad is not somebody who is very comfortable around, like, a lot of traffic or progressive people. And he was like this the whole time. Like, so we did it. We went around and we found areas. And, you know, I could sense from him that he felt more comfortable with some areas than others. And that held some stock for me when I was trying to figure out where to go when I actually got there. But one moment in the trip I remember pretty distinctly, and I also have a photograph of it, is when we went to Santa Monica during our travels, and it was the first time that he had been to the Pacific Ocean, the first time that I had been to the Pacific Ocean, so we decided, you know, we need to, like, touch the water. And we were not dressed for the beach, so I have a photograph of my father, and he has his jeans rolled up, and he's kind of, like, bending down. The sun was setting, obviously, out from him over the water. And he's bending down and he's touching the water. And I have that photograph still, and it means a lot to me. It's sort of like he's all arms and legs leaning down, like he wants to experience it, but he doesn't want to get too comfortable. And I ended up coming back to Maryland, where I'm from. I spent 2 years in L.A., but, you know, it's an important memory to me about my father.